Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. I am coming to you this morning from the porch of my little cabin in the trees out behind the house here. You'd think I was out in some remote, isolated deer camp. That's what my wife likes to kid about, but actually I'm only about 100 yards from our home. But I get out here and get to visit with you folks and listen to Western Swing and other things every Saturday morning, drink some coffee. Actually, I brew my coffee right out here, so got a little campfire going out here in my fire pit. So if you walked, I wish all of you could wish you could really be here with me, and we could have a round table discussion or around a campfire each week. But kind of for the last several years, that's what we do. We just visit for about 5 minutes during all this good music and talk about the outdoors. You know, for a magazine article that I just finished writing, I think a lot of you know that I'm an old outdoors writer too. I did a lot of research on wild hogs, and I've written a book, Kill to Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Wild Hog Hunting, which is available on Amazon, other places. But I kind of know a little bit about wild hogs. But I interviewed a gentleman, Mr. Will Herring, that owns Wild Boar Meats. And, you know, Texas, most people read about is how overrun we are with hogs, what a pest, you know, nuisance, but I never could bring myself to look at hogs, wild or otherwise, as vermin. And really, that's a lot of people that may not be as deeply ingrained to the rural roots, or maybe people that don't have the rural roots that I do, they might be misled into thinking that all hogs are vermin. We just happen to have too many wild hogs in Texas. The fact is, I think we have to kill over half of them every year to keep numbers in check, which I don't think happens, you know. They're a smart, smart critter. Domestic hog, any of you people that have fooled with domestic hogs, you know how smart they are. Well, a wild one, you let him out where he's actually fending for himself, and they take smart to the next level. But we're never probably going to eradicate wild hogs, and truly, I don't want to see that happen. I love to hunt them, and I know their numbers have to be kept in check. Well, Will Herring with Wild Boar Meats, his company buys thousands and thousands of wild hogs, and the meat is put into pet food. So, I mean, it's a business. It's a company. But you can go to learn more about these type operations. You could go online to Wild Boar Meats, M-E-A-T-S, wildboarmeats.com, and see the facility and learn something about it. There's, you know, if you're a hog trapper, now that's one thing. You trap numbers of hogs at one time, live hogs. Well, they can transport the live hogs and sell them. The trapper makes money, you know, pays for his fuel, all the expenses that he has, putting the hogs to use like that. If you're a hunter, the question is, what are you going to do with them? They're not for these hogs. I mean, this is pet food. So they actually field dress them, and the website tells exactly how to do that and transports them and sells them. So it's a way to, rather than just look at hogs like vermin, it's a way to put the meat to good use. Now, if you've ever bought any wild boar in restaurants, you know that it's not a cheap meat to buy. So Will's company is expanding to a plant that will process wild hogs for food, you know, for human consumption, which that's a whole different ball game, a lot more restrictions, I'm sure. But, you know, I'm all about seeing these wild hogs put to use rather than looked upon as vermin or, you know, something just to kill and leave out in the field for the coyotes to eat. I hope you've enjoyed our little show, folks. It's about time to get back to Western Swing and other things, and I think I'll pour another cup of coffee and get over here and get settled in this old chair around the campfire. And I would give anything if all of you could join me down here in Texas for these little weekly visits. Thanks a lot, and we'll be back next week. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.